يلا نتعلم فلسطيني.
Okay. Hey, everyone.
Hey, everybody. How are you? How are you, Momo?
I'm good.
You're good? Okay, I'm good too. Are you excited to get into this lesson?
Yes.
You know, I noticed something actually. We had a mistake last time. We gotta introduce ourselves, Momo. Introduce yourself.
I'm Mama.
What's up? And I'm Basil.
Son.
And today we're back with another lesson, beginner lesson 3. Where's the bathroom?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. You guys are going to listen to it 3 times, then we're going to break it down line by line.
أول مرة.
عفوا. وين الحمام؟
هناك. ثاني باب على الشمال.
شكرا.
يي أنا آسفة. ثاني باب على اليمين. ثاني مرة.
عفوا. وين الحمام؟
هناك. ثاني باب على الشمال.
شكرا.
يي أنا آسفة. ثاني باب على اليمين. ثالث مرة.
عفوا. وين الحمام؟
هناك. ثاني باب على الشمال.
شكرا.
يي أنا آسفة. ثاني باب على اليمين.
اوكي.
Okay.
You guys are ready? I'm ready. I don't know about you people.
I'm ready. Let's go line by line. Okay, Momo.
Everybody tell me they're ready, okay?
I'm ready.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
Okay, good. Okay.
Let's go.
Start with the first sentence, Momo.
Afwan, when hammam?
Excuse me, where's the bathroom?
Afwan, when hammam?
Excuse me, where's the bathroom?
Afwan, when hammam?
Excuse me, where's the bathroom?
هناك تاني باب على الشمال.
Over there, the second door on the left.
هناك تاني باب على الشمال.
Over there, the second door on the left.
هناك تاني باب على الشمال.
Over there, the second door on the left.
شكرا.
Thank you.
شكرا.
Thank you.
شكرا.
Thank you.
يي أنا آسفة. تاني باب على اليمين.
Excuse me. I'm at the second door on the right.
يي أنا آسفة. تاني باب على اليمين.
Excuse me. I'm at the second door on the right.
أنا آسفة. تاني باب على اليمين.
Excuse me, I meant the second door on the right. Okay, amazing. Okay, so here we go. Let's break it down line by line so they can understand a little bit more. And again, we know it's a little bit confusing. It's a little bit, we're talking fast and all that stuff. But if you stick with us, you'll be able to understand everything. Right, Momo?
Yeah, you get your ear tuned to it. That's what language is all about.
That's what it's all about. So let's start with the first one. Excuse me, where's the bathroom? How do you say excuse me, Momo?
Afwan.
Afwan. And afwan is a really nice way to approach anyone, even a stranger. Afwan, and then you can ask them any question.
Mm-hmm.
When, we already learned, is where.
Mm-hmm.
When الحمام. And let's talk about the word حمام. When الحمام. Where's the bathroom? الحمام, the bathroom. The word bathroom, Mama, حمام. Isn't there other ways to say bathroom?
Yeah, toilet.
Toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sounds a little bit fancy? Am I right?
Yeah, it's more like when you're in a public place, or people sometimes use it. But you know, I love the word hammam because it makes me remember how it feels when you take a shower, when you go, you know, but clean.
But let's talk about the connotation. Hammam. Okay. Is it dirty? Does it
no,
sound?
No, it's more familial, you know.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
And so what's the connotation of toilet?
Toilet is more like when you're in a public place, kind of like that, official.
Official.
Say kind of.
Okay, a little bit more formal.
Yeah, formal. Yes.
I like that. Okay, cool. Yeah.
So, بعدين وين الحمام? You can also say فين الحمام. Same meaning, okay. Same thing. It's just a different way of saying it. Also, you can flip them. You can say الحمام فين.
I like that.
أو الحمام وين.
And I can tell it has like a little bit more urgency in the tone. Is that right?
Yeah, you're standing الحمام there, and you barely can hold yourself.
I've been there before. Okay, cool. Okay, let's go to the next line. Over there, the second door on the left. Can you say it in Arabic?
هناك تاني باب عشمال.
Okay, هناك is over there. And that's almost like if you're pointing to where
to
over
spot,
there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
to a spot. Location. Pointing to a spot.
هناك.
هناك. Oh, that's the other thing. You can say هناك or هناك. Same thing, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Just
I mean,
pronunciation
accents,
thing.
You know, is... Mm-hmm. Is every neighborhood in Palestine, every town, mm-hmm. every city, every village has its own accent. So, you know.
Understood.
Yeah, it's forgiving.
It's forgiving. Hinak, yes. Hunak. Which one do you use?
Hunak.
Hunak. Okay. Tani bab ashmal. So tell us about that. Tani is... The second.
The second.
Bab.
Door.
Ashmal.
At the left side. That's exactly. Ashmal means at the left side.
So let's go word for word. The second. Tani. Bab. Door. Ashmal. On the left. So what could we say about that? Tani. Bab. Ashmal. Let's talk about first, second, and third. Let's say the first door.
أول باب.
أول باب. What's the second door?
تاني باب.
تاني باب. Let's say the third door.
ثالث باب.
ثالث باب. Okay, that makes sense. تاني باب عشمان. Okay, cool. What's the next line?
شكراً.
شكراً.
شكراً is more like thanks, just a simple one.
Simple thanks. Okay, what's some other ways people can say thanks or they might hear?
شكراً إلك.
شكراً إلك.
For a guy. Oh. أو شكراً إلك. For a lady.
Oh, and it sounds really personal. Am I getting that? شكراً إليك.
أو أشكرك.
أشكرك.
I thank you.
Wow.
أشكرك. I thank you for a lady.
But is that sounds also a little bit more fancy. Am I wrong?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
شكراً is just simple and to the point. And we just said you're in a hurry and you truly need to go there.
Yeah. That's important. That's important. Okay. And then the last line.
Yee. أنا آسفة تاني باب على اليمين.
Okay.
You know, when you, I want to say exclaim or you know, is surprised or you want to apologize or something, and you have these sounds that sound different. They're not always the same way. Like you can say, yee. Like I did now. All you know?
These are real Palestinian sounds.
Yeah,
right
they
here.
Do. And so they're not like that. You don't always use the same thing. It's just these are simple things that come, you know, out of your mouth without even thinking about it.
Yeah, I remember one in our outro you actually say, Yabaye. Tell us about Yabaye. What's Yabaye?
If you want to translate it literally, it means my daddy. Oh, my dad. You know, I don't know.
But we say it though. Ya boy, yeah. But it's the same thing. Ya boy, yeah.
Oh, mine, yeah. Or you made a mistake or oops kind of a thing. Yeah.
So it's an onomatopoeia, as they call it in English. You know, it's an exclamation word.
Yeah.
So, yee. So what do you say after that?
Ana asfi. I am sorry.
Okay, so also, you got to notice this one, that's the feminine way to say it. For the masculine way, I would say, ana asif. Ana asif.
Yes, exactly.
But for a lady, ana asfi. Ana asfi. Okay, continue. What's the next one?
Tani bab al yamin.
Tani bab al yamin. The second door on the right. So what happened? You accidentally guided the person to the wrong door.
I think the first time, this is a guy. And I directed him to go to the ladies' room.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that's it.
That's a mistake. That's a big mistake. No, you gotta
especially when he really has to go.
Yeah, it might be a problem.
Yeah.
Danny Bab, Al Yamin.
Al Yamin. It's on the right, not on the left. So.
Okay, so Ishmael, left. Yamin, right. Mm. And is there any other words that we can use for left and right, or are those just the most common ones?
Sometimes Shmal, they say Yasar.
Yasar, that's true.
Yasar.
Al Yasar.
Or Shmal. But Yamin is always Yamin.
Yamin is always Yamin. Mm-hmm. Any funny stories about going to the bathroom in Arabic land?
There are all kinds of stories, but they're all embarrassing, so I'll just, no comments.
Okay. Well, is there something else we should know about public restrooms? Are they usually clean over there? What's the etiquette in the bathroom over there?
Yes, man. You know, they have a bathroom, and I really like that, even though it's hard to use, but it's like a hole in the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you have to squat.
You know, they have a nickname for it around here.
What?
They call it a squatty potty.
That's exactly what you do. But the thing is, you know, in a public place, that is the cleanest way. You know, you're not touching anything. You're not sitting on anything anybody sat on. Also, squatting helps you, you know, physiology helps
you. Yeah, that's true.
Help it become more efficient.
Yeah,
Let's put it that way.
I like that, keeping it PG. Okay, let me say something. You know, one thing I would say about bathrooms, especially in the Arab world, is, guys, one of the best things is it's very standard to have bidets.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so you'll have a toilet and a bidet, and I think that that's actually amazing, and I think that's a standard that should be everywhere.
Yeah. And once you get used to it, it's very hard, you know, to just... You know, not have it.
Yeah, it's like a mini shower every time you use the restroom.
It's part of our religion. You have to clean yourself, you know, keep yourself clean.
Absolutely.
That's why it's not just common. It's
the standard.
It's the
standard.
Expected to use that. Makes life easier.
Yeah, it makes life easier.
For sure.
Anyways, guys, thank you for listening again. As always... Free
we
full
love
of steam.
Having you.
Yeah, we loved having you.
Yes.
Yeah, we love having you listen. And like we always say, you know, it might sound difficult. Mm. It might take some time. You have to listen to the episodes a couple times, but your ear will start to hear it. And once, as we progress through these beginner lessons, then the intermediate, then the advanced, you'll be able to hear everything. And you'll be able to start having conversations with people. And yeah, you just got to stick with it. That's how learning goes, right, Momo?
That's for sure. And the more you listen and you repeat, you fine-tune your ear to the sounds, to the pronunciation, to how the letters come out, okay? And then it becomes, it's smooth. It becomes smooth. It's just, you know what they say, practice makes perfect.
Practice makes perfect. Mm-hmm. You know another thing they say, and I learned this when I was learning piano, perfect practice makes perfect. And what I think they mean by that is when you practice with good articulation, you know what I mean, trying your best, you're reinforcing doing it the right way.
You know, you that kind of reminds me when I was in college, I always, you know, I always wanted to get an A.
Okay.
So I was an A seeking student.
Right.
That's what you're talking about. You're always seeking the best.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do your effort, it might be a little less, but it's not going to be so-so. It's going to always be good, yeah, at least.
I know you've been in some language classes where I was in some classes, some Spanish classes. ¿Cómo te llamas? And the kids thought they were learning something. No, they weren't. So, you know, you got to put your heart into it, you know.
Exactly.
Repeat the stuff the way we say it, even if it's hard.
And
you know?
Listen intently. You know how the letters are pronounced.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Practice makes perfect.
Perfect.
You want to say some last words?
Enjoyed this time with you. And as usual, We always wish you peace. Salam alaikum.
Yay, yay, yay. Guys, you still here?
Yeah, but yeah. You came along for this lesson. We've enjoyed having you.
You can support us by donating on patreon.com/learnfalastini. And come follow us on Instagram @learnfalastini. Ahla wa sahla.